Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website at the university is weather.utexas.edu. Well, friends, it's Thursday, the 27th day of October, 2022, and we got some interesting weather to talk about over the next couple of days. The cooler weather brought in the wake of the cold front and the stormy weather on Monday evening has lasted much of the week, and it's been very nice with temperatures mainly in the 70s, overnight lows in the 40s and 50s across the area. But what we're seeing this morning that we need to note is that moisture is already showing up over deep south Texas, and I expect to return to a southerly wind across the area as the day goes along. And, folks, that means we're going to begin to increase moisture. That is all happening as the atmosphere is beginning to sense that a strong upper-level low-pressure area and an associated surface cold front will be moving into the area by tonight into tomorrow morning. And with that, showers and thunderstorms. The latest high-resolution short-range forecast guidance would suggest pretty strong thunderstorms in the area beginning about daybreak tomorrow morning and lasting through at least a chunk of the day, maybe decreasing by later in the afternoon, but even a few lingering showers into tomorrow night for high school football across the area. A severe weather possibility? Yeah, maybe. National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal risk of severe weather. That's Category 1 of 5 of their severe weather categories. So it's not the highest risk, but I do think there's a chance of some strong straight-line thunderstorm winds. Maybe the case could be made for some marginally severe hail and even possibility of a tornado or two possible during the day on Friday. We'll just have to watch it all very closely. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center, College Park, Maryland, suggesting 0.5 to 1 inch of rain for the Austin area. Once this system passes, we get the lingering showers out of the way and to the east of us by, I think, late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I think the weekend's looking great. Saturday, Sunday, Monday being Halloween, on into Tuesday, looking very nice indeed. Some clouds begin to pick up by Tuesday and into Wednesday of next week in advance of yet another storm system for the latter part of next week. But temperatures a little cooler over the weekend. They'll begin to warm up by Monday and Tuesday. But really a nice weekend in store once we get this storm system by the area tomorrow. Again, we need to watch for the possibility of severe weather. It's possible, given the strength of this upper air system and the cold front, that the Storm Prediction Center may have to upgrade our area as far as severe weather risk. So you want to stay on top of that. I think mainly early morning through most of the day on Friday is a key time with shower and thunderstorm activity along the I-35 corridor. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, this 27th day of October, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well as my 7-day forecast on the website. I'll do that tomorrow morning, Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.